These are the impressions and the feelings of Shlomo Miller from Toronto, Shlita.
To go back 45 years ago, I think the first Hashpoah, the Shuz of Bracha had, the first that we had in Shaykh, so before we met Rosh Shiva, we came in contact with his Talmidim. The Talmidim, there were Talmidim from Lake, when there was a Ruach, since Rosh Shiva, we were just younger, but everyone knew already that Rosh Shiva was making Hashpoah against college, perhaps it's Lenin. That was his thing, even before we ever met him. His Talmidim, several Talmidim, we were together, I'd say, in high school. I was in Baltimore in high school then. So the school itself, the high school, the Rebbeim, they felt, the parents, everyone at that time felt, that it's a good thing to learn a little bit, but you have to make notes, you have to go to college. That was the thing, you have to learn and go to college. That was the standard thing, which is called good.
Yeah.
The Rebbeim, the whole school was like that. I mean, the whole of the school felt like that. However, the Ikar Hashpoah came from Bachrim who had some shayach to older Bachrim, certain things, very few. These few Bachrim, old Chavrusma, he went the year before to Lakewood, and was his Chavrusa, he had an older brother that was sitting and learning in yeshivas. And that was the Hashpoah came from the Shemin directly, that there's a tzarech to learn. And it was, everyone knew that the Shiva was something else. I mentioned other names, but he had different types. Some Rishivas at that time were, let's say, in some way dealing with Psharis. They felt, you know, we have to be practical, the most boys want to go to college. So they weren't, they would prefer that they were the boys who said learn, but they weren't coming out strong against it. And the Shiva's Hanan Bracha was what everyone knew, was demanding that they should sit and learn. However, the Shiva did it not just with the Kandois and Vilkite. Like in personal experience, when I was 13, my parents were thinking about sending me away out of town to a certain Yeshiva high school. So now Yeshiva, didn't want to mention the name. With Rosh Shiva, he came back into, it was in my house, we started learning. And my mother, I guess, spoke with me afterwards. She said, eventually she would like I should go to college also. Mm-hmm. He was very outspoken, Mr. Shiva, and he started opening up very strong and yelling, Tardiflish, and everything with the whole kind of someone else, not Rosh Shiva, something about a different Rosh Shiva. Mm-hmm. So she was turned off. She was turned off. And I wasn't sent there because she spoke with two Tifas. The first year I came to Lakewood, I gave myself to Lakewood. My parents weren't so happy. My mother came to speak to the Shiva. He spoke very nicely to her. He says, Nozem, Lenin. He spoke with all Shiraka to the parents. He didn't come hacking away, which would turn the parents off. He spoke to them, he didn't compromise, but he spoke to them with all Shiraka. You know, that they didn't understand at that time, but at least they respected him, and he told them with them, sorry, he was has a noah, whatever, but he sold the parents when they with all Shiraka, soft sell. And you know, he was always demanding, they wanted to tell me, but the parents, he understood. You have to tell us things off. Pictures, yeah, they're pictures of dealing with the parents. That's for sure. He's doing it. Must not spoke with the parents. And that was very helpful.
What year are we talking about?
No, I was in the end of the 50s when I finished high school in 57, Baltimore. 57. So I was supposed to come that year. I had come that Sukkot time first. I was going to come here. I spoke to Shiva then about coming here. And he said, go, but for some reason there was a whole thing. I didn't go there. I came first the year. I got to the big Shiva's first. And a year later, it's when I came, 58, it's when I came to the Shiva. And at that time, when you spoke to Shiva, you saw the difference between the Shiva and other ones. You see right away, In other words, it was a different thing. You know, even though Shiva had like a certain recall sense of humor when he was singing, but it wasn't. There was no games. There was no stomp jokes. It had a purpose. Everything was a purpose. You see, it was dedicated to his work, not for himself. Not for himself. You understand? This what that's the emes. The kimater was emes, and the that's what he was uncompromising. Some people, other places, felt they're more practical. You know, they can. Was more a lip service to the sheet of Torah, but they're very practically minded. Well, yeah, most boys are going to want to go to college, so we have to accept them. And the Shiva felt the emes, you have to move for the emes, and the emes is kayim, and he believed very much that mitzvah Torah. It was a firm belief, and that radiated.
The mitzvah emes is
the mitzvah emes, and he understood
very strong.
The mitzvah emes, the message was very strong, and this is the only one you heard such a message with the whole strength.
Sincerity.
The kiyum of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Zalbayim Tamidei Chachamim. It's Persian. The kiyum of Klal Yisrael is dependent on that. It's not just a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have a kiyum of Klal Yisrael, and that was the message to say that. The kiyum of Klal Yisrael.
It's not a nice thing.
It's not a nice thing. Right?
Survival.
This is survival. The survival of Klal Yisrael, that was Kaseder, the measure. The survival of Klal Yisrael, there must be time to come in, because without that, after a few days, everything will fall apart. And you have to have to know, and that is the survival of Klal Yisrael. And he said it with the whole Tkifas, that this, and that was his inspiration. This is the, just like he had to, for Havadat Sola, put all his clerics to save Yidden from Korban and the thing, this was saving Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just a mitzvah. This was the strong message that always used to hear. The king of Klal Yisrael defends his life to me, the Chacham. Can you say, can you leave Klal Yisrael on that? I made him whistle sign. Yeah, I mean, the Chacham. And that's in many things. He was very strong. It wasn't like today. I remember when I first came to the yeshiva, he felt first that there was one bacher came like the. There was nothing going away for Shabbos. Shabbos over Shabbos. It had been there full time. He used to go away there. No, doing this man, I never went away. He often, but Bachman went to go away for Shabbos Chanukah. His brother was making a bar mitzvah. The Shiva didn't let him go away. So he was saying, his brother's bar mitzvah in New York. He won't go there. His parents will be upset. So come, the Shiva let him go home. But he told him he has to be back at 8 o'clock for Tzoy Shabbos for this year. Now there was a certain demanding thing that Torah is something which, not it's... You know, it's demands. You have to make demands. Not you go when you come. You come when you want. You go when you want. It was a small item, and the people were dedicated. It wasn't the in-style thing. So anyone who came, most of the people had to came against the parents' ruts.
Mm-hmm.
That was the right group of the yeshiva.
The question is, what made the boys feel that they had the nerve
well,
to go against?
The truth of the matter is two things. That's clear. Is the Ruach HaShemayim, the fact that the Baruch went to King of Terror. So that was one thing. And the Shiva was the one who kept
him. I'm talking about the boys themselves. How did they bring him to the courage?
I told you, it came to different things. And let's put it this way, there's always a certain, it's a Ruach HaShemayim, the Buddha, a certain kufa that you have to do what's important, and this is what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go, it's more idealistic. That's the and that's the king. And those that had a certain, they heard from all others. You know, the main Ashwar was filtered down. I told you before.
Came to others.
It's filtered, not direct, but it's filtered down. The Shiva was demanding it, it's filtered down to others and to others. You know, that, and everyone knew that, I said, the crown of the third, the one who always was the Shiva, because that was the Shiva which was totally, it was only, at that time, it was claimed two yeshivas, which were only for learning. That was like within and Mesmenishalian. Those were the fire began starting the yeshiva, a small thing, but they didn't have a real yeshiva then. The Ruvain was nifter in 1958. In 1958. That's when I was by Slavaya in New York. Arab Shabbos Slavaya for the Teravadas. And that's when I got a department from Muncie to Teravadas.
Rabban was by Rabban.
I wasn't, at that time I wasn't in Lakewood, before I came to Lakewood.
And Rabban was by Dubai.
I think everyone was by Dubai. I mean, it was a band. It was, I'm sure.
I was in Teravadas that time. Because I graduated in 58.
So 58 was, I remember the vibe was Friday, it was Erev Shabbos, it was around an Adar, and it was in 58. Because that time I was a Chaim Berlin at that time.
Was it like before?
It should have been in August. It's around March.
I didn't know about it.
It was Erev Shabbos. When was Erev Shabbos? I knew time that it was run. It was very late. I didn't have no time for the thing.
What was it for?
It was a Monday, but I'm standing on the steps of Torah Das.
141. Anecdotes that you personally were involved with.
And story about the shiva, that's one of the things the shiva once mentioned here also many years ago. At certain times in the table also says that to tell about mice and about the goyim, it was part of the shiva, the sukkahs especially. But in Roshana, the Yom Yeroyim Roshana, it was about the aim of the year. There was no stam talking about things, only talk about Shulchan Aruch, he was very much striking me as it did. I remember one time that a brother-in-law here, he got an esrog, and he brought it with the shiva to see it, so he came to Erev Yom Kippur, knocked on his door to show him the esrog. So my brother shiva came out with tears in his eyes. He says, please, it's fine, Yom HaDin, I have to prepare myself for Yom HaDin. I can't look at this right now. He's pushed out, he's giving me the hats. Remember, with tears in his eyes, like, took a pen, I'm outside, so it's okay for Yom HaDin, not to give me this right now. It was tears, and she was crying, like, it was weird, it was the end of the year. So I met a mother mice once, and Rosh Hashanah by night. So someone made a mistake in the davening, and instead of saying, Hamel HaKadosh, said, Akiel HaKadosh. So I came to Shiva, and we bought the suit already. So she was table, and he asked the Shiva, does he have to daven? So there's a sacrifice in the Chayodim.
Yeah,
says you don't have to.
Right.
So she was sent over, and he said, he told me he had to daven over. He only went for half a year. I remember afterwards, the only time I heard was Rosh Hashanah speak mice, and he started saying mice about the Rabbi Pasler.
Who?
The Rabbi Pasler. He's the one that said that I ought to be something from Rabbi Pasler. I ought to say that. When he was chaylik on the Rabbi Pasler, then he started saying mice about his Rabbi Gabitis and his Rabbi Geiskat. Only with that, so there like a stickle without the aim of something. So I always felt that Pshat is, he fell on Rosh Hashanah.
Do you know the phone?
I always thought he felt that Kilo. That was at this point in the covenant by the book of the Bible of Apostle, and he was showing his woman back in his mind, so said, Dafka had to stay there. We felt that Afrid the Gedara, even in Yechoyl, you have to have the Darcheret, that we come nowhere near them.
Mm-hmm.
That was also part of the Chinuch of the Shiva, that the, that, after the Mekin Achem, for Akash, my Afrid the Gedara, that was very strong in his Chinuch. We should not just lip service, it was Blame and Nefesh, that the freedom, we're much greater than us. We have to know that we're having the shalshelis of the Zach. The show was very, even every yachid, he wasn't just like teaching, he took care of the person just in the Schreibes in den Zorachim for each Bacher. And he understood, I remember one time there was a Bacher came, he really came when parents weren't from. He had to launch, he fought to get to the yeshiva, fought to come to the yeshiva. And can't be sure. His father was in his great efforts. So, she was telling him, she was speaking to him, you have to go away, and things like that. And she knew that someone over there mentioned he didn't answer yes or no, he just told him right to say sure, but he didn't answer, many times wouldn't answer the thing. He didn't want to, because he wouldn't say that, he didn't go and follow up to the Yamri, even though he understood that's proud for the Bacher, the Shiva's father won't be good for the Bacher, you know, it's not good when you come from, he understood that, remember this, the Shiva was on his father's Shiva Hapa's name some way, like his father's 40, and those that were the parents were indifferent, someone really each love against the children, kind of girl, find this one person fought, knowledge. But he didn't answer the shiva, just went on fight and told the person, they understood he's supposed to do it, and because he felt for the book and some needs, you need to think, it's not good that the person should not have a positive image of his parents. And the shiva, another thing saw by the shiva, mentioned also later, the shiva, by him, you know, used to have in the shiva, many machanegat zebrach and the menorah. There was any money was spent is for tzarchi hazokas out there. That was the most important thing. Not to have a shame the menorah. I remember one rack collecting money, 25 cents a person, which would buy a new menorah for the shiva. The broke it. It was like a piece of junk. You know, there was a menorah in the shiva also, but by him everything was only important. I mean, he was very well kedachmas. Himself and his personal dear. I found him back, he bought him an air conditioner, he bought him 2 acres, one for his room, his bedroom, room where he learned. He used to live without a Jewish air conditioner. The yeshiva had an air conditioner. At that time, it was uncommon to have air conditioners. It wasn't so. But the yeshiva said, no, the medrash must have an air conditioner, because what the bachurim to be able to feel comfortable with the learning. Where he sat and learned, there was no air conditioner. Where he sat himself and but for the Bachman, they learned there was an air conditioner. Mm-hmm. Right? Where he learned there was no air conditioner. My father, originally he brought for him an air conditioner, Shusha an air conditioner. But he himself, it wasn't his personal needs. Right? But he understood the Bachman, there has to be counted, not going to be counted. Certain bank comfort wasn't much comfort. I mean, it was very minimum. I remember once one time there was an emergency room chairs to sit on. We came by the Suradit, but there weren't even one here. Sure, he can't live enough. He cried, but he just never to supply the basic necessities for the bathroom. So the air conditioner at that time was a big chiddush to have an air conditioning. But, the base manager, you have to have it. There was no air conditioning in the rooms. Mm-hmm. The rooms don't need air conditioning. I have to go to the base manager. Mm-hmm. But he learned there was no air conditioning. I don't think something is shiva. Jesus from Tharni used to have this sort of Friday night that he would say over the shir to, it was a preview for the shir to the Choshur Bachran, a preview Friday night. And he answered, he would run over to the Beis Medrash, it was late already, you know, just learn a while in the Beis Medrash, you know, until late night. But you saw this, and it was running, there wasn't a young person at the Beis Medrash after he already said, after the Sudan, after he already said a face of an hour and a half to saying a shir for the Bachran. The previous year, they were not the best. There's not time to. Remember me? So you saw the chshivas of an altar yid, the life in Savannah, you know. So many small things. I remember there used to be an altar yid here. There was an altar yid. There used to be some altar yid that used to come to yeshiva every day for davening. A plain simple yid. He would say his mamodis every day. Uh-huh. Mamodis said every day. So one day he forgot or something. He asked for shiva, can you say it? The next time I remember, brought to Shabbos. It wasn't like a big shiley. It was mamodis. So he came to Shiva. They asked him. So Shiva did something. Ask him. He needed to say. He told the Bachur to say it. It wasn't a game. He just wanted to show the person that's a choshur shiley. He shouldn't think that he brought a sefer for something else. He started looking to say, and then he answered whatever he answered this person, this Yidam Atma Mordes. But he wanted to show him that the Shaila is not, he answered right away, Kilo, it's not important. He wanted to show, he comes to the Shaila, because of a certain Shivas, that you know the Shabbos was Madat Mayim, but she's not again too much yegs, whatever was, wasn't a big shayim, something about Mayim, sorry, right? And the Shiva was also very demanding. I remember once, one Bach had a chasna far away, it went to a chasna like now, but it was in Minneapolis, so did anyone go to the chasna? He says, no, take off to a day to travel, today to come back, 2 days return for a chasna. No such thing. There was a strong demand. I want to have buses. I can't have the middle there. In Elul, things like that, he wouldn't have any chasna. No, he'd break up the
shul. Was it a demand, or that's how he said, that was the reality?
It was the reality. I mean, like, you know, it was reality. Like, how can you think differently? You know, mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. What's facing me? Like,
and it came across with the full sincerity that he knew it wasn't, wasn't acting.
Not that he's demanding for himself, he can't subtract nandish. Was Mr. Meshuggah going to get anything from Leonard? But no, you're crazy. You know, just tired. It wasn't that the demanding, I'm crazy, you're going to go running away with
me. I can jump off the roof.
Yeah, right. You're just Meshuggah like that. Just Meshuggah to take away time from her. That's bizarre. And, but the Xena was bizarre that Torah has to be, a person has to have a Torah, a hemshech, and the Gedolim for the Gedolim, he has to have a hemshech. That was the Yisroel HaDavar, that the Torah is a hemshech. You have to be always in from the Torah, from the Rebbeim, from the leading verses. It's a direct chain link. Erez Ben Zvi. His Rebbe is his Rebbe. His Rebbe is, that's how Tamid have to...
The Torah.
Say it to Israel. At the hospital, my daddy called me in. Okay, I used to be there. My shift was last week, it was four in the afternoon to 12 at night. So I came the last day, that was Swedish Kislev. It wasn't really good. His face was flushed, and it was all torn up, and I came forward. He called me, it was already been a shmosh between the first and the second, called me over, and I got the last brach, and he gave me like the last brach of his life, and that meant. She was older than Remsen, and his Remsen was at the room, so he called me. So I first felt him out like a bank, he called me, that was the, I call him the Nesbach. There's small things you saw in him, even when he was sick, then he was dying, he wasn't enough, he came to many things, it was a small thing, but I couldn't talk and anything, but big of Shivas was out. Shabbos, like anything like that. His mouth was very dry, he couldn't eat. It was all kinds of tools. But they were said they could maybe put a little some candy in his mouth to blow some of his mouth. So when they gave him to him, wait till Shabbos already. So they couldn't eat anything anyway. He was being dug through tubes and things like that. It wasn't named. But they said they could put something in his mouth, so wait till Shabbos. You know, when he's mamish, it's not like a person who's fools and he's like mamish very sick. It's like kind of. He had a gewaldig year from Yeshua. I mean, that was the thing. Yeshua, he was model, his mitzvahs, because he had a fire digger image. And even though he could be very extremely demanding, things like that. But when he went to the months of the person, things they asked his father, he could be, he was so able, so, you know, he wanted us to do something. Like a personal request or things like that was always very much for himself, you know. Yeah, they had as made for. He told me, my son, there was a big chinuch of the things, everything he said, the stories, and he told of often shops, and he told different stories of them doing different kufas. And I remember one story he said every once about the Yatzedek Potocki was going to do. So he said that there was a professor in the university where the whole Zalmeimer that the whole Meisah was Mishka Shtoggish Gefleim. It was not Emmys, the whole Meisah. The certain Shiva story. So he was like laughing. He says, what was his main raya? That the whole thing was false. Because supposedly a short time after this mice happened, a short time after, it was printed up, this whole story, in a pamphlet that was printed in Johannesburg. So at that time, it was impossible to get messages from Lithuania to Johannesburg in such a short time. It was impossible. So therefore, that was proved by the professor that it had to be a boom mice manufacturer. So she was thinking, he started laughing. He said, "That's not poor. Johannesburg was a drug and toilet in a spine shtetl." Johannesburg, South Africa. Laughing at me. It was a printing press in a small city in Paul, Johannesburg. This, like it was used to be fun of the rise that they could read. Yeah, I'm smart printing Johannesburg. It's not Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeshua was very impacted on the last month of the Bachrim, Damos, Shabbos. He had to be in the yeshiva. He had to Bachrim go away for Shabbos.
Yeah.
There was once when I first came to the yeshiva, a friend, a Bachr, his brother was coming bar mitzvah, Shabbos Hanukkah, in New York. So he asked the yeshiva for shus to go home for Shabbos Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So the yeshiva didn't give him shus to go home for his brother's bar mitzvah. So,
what's the mitzvah?
His brother's on mitzvah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I said, he didn't want to give him, the Shiva didn't want him to go home. I used to come to Poyle, talk to the Shiva that his parents will be upset and everything. So the Shiva said, you can go home for Shabbos, you must be back with Joy Shabbos. The Shiva was 8 o'clock, this was the winter Shabbos, Hanukkah. He had to leave right after Shabbos from Barbara, come back to be 8 o'clock in Yeshiva.
Okay.
That's how it was going on, I smoked that one.
Well, there was no transportation. What kind of transportation did he have then?
Yeah, he had to get some transportation. I don't know how he got back. We had to be back. He told me then go to Shabbos. Just for Shai, he has to be back at 8 o'clock. But so he Shabbos the issue. Yeah, so he took a bite. He had to run to then was, he had to go to Manhattan and take the bus. It was like an hour and a half.
Right.
So he got back.
He did?
So he went on. Some of my thing them. It's one American whole thing that you have to have. I mean, the American thing. If you the fool mentioned learning, I was getting college, but also came from Minnesota. I'm getting college.
Right.
Long zok that was meant. The college we get the avoda the zor. Meant the college we get Minnesota. Why should we get Minnesota? Meant that's a meant avoda zor. I think it's not going. The college we get Minnesota. I got them some at the end, having a Jewish observer once, Shaul Kagan, where they got some Maimer from the Shiva.
Yeah.
The Jews give in, there's a Shane of Maimer to Shiva, that was Shaul Kagan. That's a very Shane. That's very wichtig. And, it's going to, the Shiva to Shach, what you feel like when they're stuck, then you college, all these Sachen.
Yeah.
But for Shach, I'm also going to, a mom from that Bacher, I was going to make them Bacher, which I'm going to keep on the other side, but I'm not Shiva. Another shiva tomorrow, you know, because I shaft to the mom. The mom is what chicken you shiva.
Yeah.
Shiva is good, can shaft to the mom, but it's not better, less than this, and that's good. When I see when this with the shaft, I think it is. But some of the gloves can land, and they're just digging. Cut the hot you when I have that fire, a cock of the shaman, I've been shaman, I've been a manuka, 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 Shit, you shiver.
Okay. Fire.
Listen, all right?
Also, thank you very much.
We'll be in touch. Me and me at Hashem.
Yeah, okay.
Zagibesh, be my clear what you do. Hashem Shemaim. Zagibesh.
Fire.
Also.